Call the meeting to order. Requirement of the Open Public Meeting Law, Appeal 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. If you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
I would accept a motion on Resolution 152, 2014, for the purpose of interviewing and possibly appointing.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Robin, can I trouble you to close the door?
89 Grand Avenue. I just, here at the end of the year, I just wanted to thank everybody on council for a good job.
Thank you for saying that.
What?
I say thank you for saying that. It's not often we get to hear a thank you.
Well, I mean, you guys got to show up at all these meetings at strange hours and, never mind. I have just, I know this is going to take everybody really, I think that it's really crazy, but it's not. Did you see the picture? Did you notice? He's here. Washington is, he's looking at the council. On the webpage, and this is something I noticed when I first went on the webpage, and I'm finally bringing it up because it's so easy for somebody to fix, but it's psychological. Old Washington is facing, boom, he's not facing the page. And I think it's a very quick fix. This grabs some people. And I know that it's, I know, in a, when you hang a picture like that, or you want, you got to put George on the other side of the, that's all. It's when you look at a, you noticed it? Did you notice it? It's, well, he's going the wrong way there. Mm-hmm. He's not really, because he did go west to east. But it may seem like a little tiny thing, but if anybody's, the first thing I noticed when I picked up the, years ago, was that George is facing the wrong way. He's not facing into the page, he's into the screen, he's out in left.
He's looking to the future.
No, you can't define it like that. No, no, he's looking away from the town. Not a good sign.
Okay.
Here, you can, that's your little reminder.
Put him on the right side.
Yeah.
Put him on the right side.
Put him so that he's looking at the conditions in the borough. And that car is still parked at the end of Grand Avenue where we can't see to turn. Still there.
It has moved.
For years.
It has moved.
It has moved, because I've seen it move.
Yeah, I missed it the other day. I went by and looked for it, and it was not there, believe it or not. So it does move at least once in a while.
Okay, Raphael Scholl, 22 School Street. I'd first like to preface by saying I'm not to undercut Ms. Sloan, but I think at this point I have to use the old Monty Python adage. And now for something completely different.
Okay.
I'm here to ask, how do I put this? I'm asking for an update on what's going on with the Washington Theater. Like, what exactly is happening to it? Because my sister Penny's getting conflicting information on what's going on.
Well, the theater manager, operator is here, and I think that he was the one who was going to come up before you there, and I think that's what he wanted to talk about.
Ah.
So you may get
in
your
that case, I will...
He would know it much better than anybody else.
In that case, I will leave the floor to him.
Thank you. Marco, there's your introduction.
Nice. Marco Mateo from 13 Pleasant View Avenue in Washington Township. So I just want to give everybody, how you guys doing? Just want to wish you all happy holidays, by the way. Just a brief update on the theater. A few months ago, I was kind of given an ultimatum on trying to purchase the theater, or basically it was going to be demolished. That threat is still existing. It was going to be December 31st, but I told my landlords that, you know, it was just too soon, you know, and I know they're going to have a hard time realistically of trying to, you know, get permits and whatever to knock down the building. And I think if that threat actually became a lot closer, there would be a lot more uproar about it. But I don't want to go there. I'm trying to acquire the building through my nonprofit. It's a registered 501c3. It's called the Washington Theater Preservation Society. The purchase offer that we had agreed on in September was $250,000. A few years ago, it was supposed to be $700,000 and then $1 million because Washington was going to turn into Flemington, New Jersey, and, well, we all know where we are today. But for now, it's $250,000. I might even be able to get it lower if I can come up with the money quicker. Might even be able to get it down to $225,000 or less. But right now, it's $250,000, and I need a $50,000 down payment toward it. I have two online ways to crowdfund. One is a GoFundMe, and the other is a PayPal set up on thewashingtontheater.com website. You can donate from $1 up to $100. I've raised about a little over $1,100 through mail-ins, through the GoFundMe and the website. We're currently closed because I have to adhere to some fire code regulations and get everything situated that way, so we're currently closed. I'm trying to reopen as soon as possible. Other than that, there are grants out there. The Warren County Municipal and Charitable has a historic building acquisition grant. The application goes in June, July of next year. They will match 50%, so if I came up with $125,000, we're in the running to compete for purchase where they would match the other 50%, and those funds would be distributed in January or February of 2016, so that's something good to shoot for. I am having a hard time getting the word out. I'm slightly disappointed in the response, I guess. You know, we had a little bit of a buzz there. I'm on Facebook and the website. I think I got to do a much better job of promoting the theater on all levels. It's kind of tough when you're closed to do that as well, and having your electric shut off and finally turned back on. It's hard. All I can tell you is the vision for the theater for me, myself, from being there the past 8 years, you know, and watching it decline over the past few because of its age. It's going to be 88 years old on January 24th. The problem is just too inefficient for me. It's too hard for me to keep up with it. So hopefully, if we can get this down payment, the idea right now, the perfect scenario, how I've redone my business plan, would be to get this down payment and see if we could possibly match this 50% for Warren County by the summer. That's a best-case scenario. For the future, what I would like to do is, if we continue operation, I would like to shut it down again in September, remove the chairs, and the drop ceiling would be reconnected because I'd have to remove the dividing wall. The theater's best chance at surviving on any way, shape, or form is by restoring it and renovating it back to the way it was when it first opened up in 1927. They twinned it in 1978. Those days are gone. You cannot make money in a twin theater, and somewhere in the spring or summer of next year, there will be no 35-millimeter films left. That's what the theater's using. So,
how many seats do you have in there? How many seats are in the theater?
Theater 2 has 100, and Theater 1 on the left has about 225.
About 325 there.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And what were the original? How many seats were there in the original?
Well, I did the microphone research. They said there was 1,000. You know, smaller chairs. Everybody was a little.
And you had the balcony.
Loaded up, still there. But they had more occupancy. I guess the regulations are a little bit different. They let you get away with a lot more. I don't know how they did it, but they did. But for what's working at the theater, I mean, family movies, you know, first and foremost, in small town America, especially here, very gratifying. That works well. But you just can't make enough money to sustain a building of that size to be profitable and to reinvest into it to make sure you can keep up with it, especially when you don't have direct parking. So I've got to be able to get everybody, not just Washington, the community, but the region and around to help me support the theater and get excited about its future, because if it works, it's going to work in a big way and it's going to provide a huge economic stimulant to the town. I mean, we kind of, you know, growing up here, I've been here since second grade, so like, what, 1977? it's, you know, I've seen the good times, I've seen some bad times, but I love Washington. I've been all over the world. I sailed to the Maritime College, but, you know, I come back home, and this is my home. And I do not want to abandon it, and I sure as heck don't want to watch that theater come crashing down. So I feel like we all owe, in some way, shape, or form, our best effort to try to network and collaborate and find answers, to find money, to reach out to people who have a vested interest in cultural arts and make it work. There's nothing like it. This was given as a gift to our town. Your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reinvent the town and to provide something magical. You're talking about educational opportunities, partnering up with the colleges possibly, getting students and family members to have a better quality of life, something exciting but yet still affordable. But it has to go back to a single theater. If I shut it down in September and I could find the funding, I would try to do the bare bones necessities to make it a concert venue with general admission, because that'd be the cheapest way for me to do it, and upgrade the stage with power, lighting, sound, the backstage, a loading dock for the doors outside, and begin the process of making it what essentially is what it was, a cultural arts center. And then when we have a secondary fundraising campaign, we could get, I'm going to call it Bring Home the Dome, trying to raise money to restore and renovate the plaster ceiling and reconfigure brand new seating so we can have live, you know, shows where you can sit, and then we can introduce comedy, plays, movies. I got to save up for a $45,000, $50,000 digital projector. I mean, these, you can't do it all at once, let's face it. So you got to take steps, but I want to take some big steps and make things happen and get the town to rally around it. And it's going to provide tourism. You know, I'm excited about it. It's hard when you don't have the funds, but I know the answers are out there. Other towns have done it, and they've reaped the benefits. There's nothing but positive things that can happen if we do it, but we got to do it together. I cannot do it by myself. You have any questions?
I'm sure we'd be happy to pass a resolution in support of you for the charitable trust matching grant that you're talking about.
That would
about.
Be great.
You know, you just tell us when you're ready to go for something like that, and, you know, we would be happy to do it. You mentioned bringing other neighboring communities into it. It might be a good idea to get resolutions from them also.
Okay.
You know, for that. Personally, I'd be happy to do whatever I can for you from the standpoint of the mayor. I think the council would be, you know, happy to help also. Just let us know what you need.
I will.
And if
I will,
it's possible
exactly.
for us to do it, we'll do what we can for you.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions?
You might want to reach out to, like, the Warren County, you know, Chamber of Commerce, you know.
I have a meeting with them on the, like, January 7th. Yeah.
See, you know, try and get on everyone's, you know, website. You know,
try to do the best I can. It's hard, you know. I know everybody has, you know, times are tight, you know. I know money's, you know, sparse, and, you know, everybody's trying to get a little piece of this and a piece of that. But make no mistake, that Washington Theater, as a single theater, you're talking about an individual place that at any given moment, as a single theater, has the capability of bringing 800 to 1,000 people into the town. Mm-hmm. And they're not all going to park in the diner or the missile lab. They're going to park downtown mm-hmm. if they have a chance. And what's downtown? Our downtown business. You got a reason for people to come through here. Give them a spark, you know. Growing up here, I hear a lot of, you know, naysayers about the town, all this and that, and kids hanging out. And I understand, I was a teenager growing up here, I've seen all that. But we're talking about something really positive and really important. Can't replace history.
Have you also looked into the Warren County Cultural Arts grant? They have a grant every year.
Yeah, I should be getting a new application for that. It just seems like all the funding has been, like, cut drastically
yeah.
over the
but
past
But you got
year
no, nothing venture, nothing gain. If you're not in, you're not going to get anything.
But
so
I'm going
even
to.
Even if it's $1,000, it's just
$1,000
more to help you.
That's
and also, I had another thought for you. I just lost my thought.
But I'm going to come to more council meetings. I'm going to do a better job of showing up here to keep everybody more involved and learning maybe some more feedback. Maybe you guys come up with something. Because
yeah.
I really need to make this happen.
Yeah.
That is my
now
goal.
That you're a 501c, have you looked into getting the whole historical preservation, you know, from that aspect? You know, having like the... you know, like the marker on the building.
You have to own the building to do that for some reason. The only thing I have is a certificate of eligibility, which qualifies for that grant.
Do you have a committee?
Slow on. I do need more members. I only have a few people, so that has to be built up, and I got to find the right kind of people.
Yeah, like you should write an article in the Washington Messenger and a letter to the editor and the Express Times and, you know, say you have a committee and, you know, you need to get some volunteers that are going to hit the streets and sidewalks with you, you know.
Okay.
So, I know it's a big time, but a big commitment, but yeah, the more people you have, the bigger following you'll have, so.
I like that idea. I'll put something else, see if I can talk to Marion Freeman from the Messenger.
Yeah. And that's just Washington. Yeah, like you said, you wanted to reach further, so, you know, look into other.
I'd like to try to get into Hunterdon County, you know, where there's supposed to be more money and arts and stuff,
yeah,
you know.
So
they let their theater go, too, so, I mean, I don't know.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah, see what the Eastern State Theater does, and, you know, they're always advertising, too. But, you know, again, you don't have anything to offer right now, but now you need to more build a coalition. And, like, write to the Hunterdon County Democrat, or get in the Warren County Reporter. Now you got to get the word out that
yeah.
you're trying to save this thing.
Yeah, Riverbend Advertiser up in Belmont.
I mean, even once you address all the fire code violations, you still have nothing really to offer the people. So your focus should be more on just, you know, getting the money, and even if it's closed for a little while, work on, you know, looking into investors and stuff.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Danielle Sherman, and I live on 15 Gardner's Court. And we have a sewer problem, and I was just wondering and looking for an update on the sewer project that's to be going on and schedule, if there is a schedule.
Mr. Higgins, I'll defer to you.
Gardner's Court.
Have you had a meeting since our last meeting?
We have not.
Okay.
And that is because of the ongoing issue that we were dealing with earlier this evening. In executive session. There are some things I can say because of the executive session, some things I can't say, so please bear with me. We are proceeding. I can't tell you a start date because of what went on in executive session. And what went on in executive session won't actually be taken care of until the first meeting in January. So, at that time, we can give you a projection, but we can't give you a firm date.
Okay.
It is an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the entire council, feel terrible for you and your family and what's going on.
Okay.
This is a priority of the council to get that taken care of. The project can be started in the winter. It could be started in January. It could be started in February. The project itself. Some of the things that need to be tidied up afterwards might have to wait until the spring. But to get the issue resolved can start during the winter. That's what we're looking for. But if we told you a date,
yeah, we can't be more specific than that.
We can't be more specific.
Okay, but you are.
It is proceeding, trust
okay.
me.
Okay,
it is
that's
proceeding.
What we need to know, because it's tough.
Yeah,
every
yeah,
day
yeah.
I fear it myself.
I'm
every
sure.
day I'm not. Usually it's just storms that we worry about, but now it's not. It's just.
I understand
time.
That. And since November, we found out some additional information as to what might be the cause to what's going on over there. And I apologize.
Okay.
But it is moving.
And I know it's my first time being here, too. So I do have, my husband comes here as much as he can.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for
thank
coming.
You. Hello.
Reverend Walknight, Mount Pisgah AME Church, and the 100 block of North Lincoln. I'm going to say this, that I wish I could say that we were happy, but we're not. We're really disappointed. And we had a full discussion and did some research, and this is what you need to hear from us. The first petition was in 2000, and the second petition was in 2007. The original petition was for paving, curbs, and sidewalks. And it was signed by 25 of the residents, which were all the residents on the 100 block. You did a study of the borough roads in 2005, and you were asking for funds that you said would pave the entire length of North Lincoln Avenue in three phases, a total project of $1.7 million, and you are asking $200,000 for each phase. And you were going to do South Lincoln with sidewalks and curbs for $330,000 and $330,640. And the state was being asked for $200,000. And our project was pushed and said to be, quote-unquote, a priority. Now, nobody ever said anything to us when we finished with the last meeting. We sat down and we asked the question. Never were we told that there was a 90-day clause. I don't remember hearing that. We asked other folks who have been there that there was a 90-day possibility. And if the road has been paved twice before to the library, were easements a problem before? And if not, how come they're a problem now? That's the question we're asking. Because you've already paved to the library. In fact, one of the easements has this section maybe as big as the top of this podium and an easement, and it goes nowhere. It drops off into the grass.
The handicap ramp?
It drops right off. There's nothing. It goes absolutely nowhere.
Do you talk about the sidewalk?
The sidewalk, and it drops off.
Right. She's talking inside the library. Yeah.
Right.
It's right there.
Right.
And the paving goes to that point. When the road was paved twice before, they go past that section. So how come now it's an issue?
Well, I can tell you that the DOT has made it a requirement. That's what has to take place before the project can move forward. Anything that happened previously, I honestly can't speak to.
Then where was the information that this could have, we could have 90 days?
I don't understand the 90 days.
You said that they had 90 days to come back or approve or disapprove the plan.
No, I don't recall saying that.
That was last meeting.
Did Dawson say that?
It was said to us when I was standing here, when the comment came out later that government stinks. Yeah.
No, I did not refer to 90 days. They have as much time as they would like, really.
Okay, that's an even bigger problem, because if you were on the original schedule of paving us in October, you would have gone ahead with plans that they might not have approved. And then what happens? Do they come and rip it up? Do they just leave it there?
We started paving without approved plans from the DOT.
So then you gave us dates in the middle of October that weren't approved?
Those were approved? Those were the dates that they were estimates. Those were the dates that we had from our engineer. We are moving forward as fast as we can. I can't make the statement any faster.
Faster, if I could.
It's not settled. This is more, no offense, it's double talk. We're moving forward, we're not moving forward, we've got it, we don't have it, it was an estimate, we should be, we shouldn't be. Which one is it?
The issue here is the state approving the plans. They have to approve the plan. Let's go pay them. I agree with you. You know what? Here's the issue. We don't have the money. The money's coming from the state.
It's because of the grant. So
that's right.
And who we're getting the grant through.
But
you
it's supposed to that we received
the road, it would have been
It was
different.
Said that we received the grant. That was said back in May.
We received the letter that we were going to receive the grant. It says we didn't physically get the money, though. It's like an award letter.
So it's an award letter that is there. They printed it in black and white, but it's not there because everything else hasn't been approved.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How much longer is the estimate?
Here we go. It's just like I told this young lady that was here earlier.
It's
going to happen next week, and it doesn't happen next week.
You're better off not giving an estimate. We have no idea because we're at the mercy of
the state. Then we shouldn't have been told that in the beginning. Then we shouldn't have been told October. We shouldn't have been told the middle of the month of October. And then, if possible, we could move it to November. But we'll get it done before the winter. That's our plan. Because you're giving us that information. It's being received by the people. Instead, it should have been, we're not sure, we can't give you an exact date because we've got an award letter, but nothing else is confirmed. It was better that you tell us that than to give us this, and now we're waiting, and you've got a whole group of people who are not happy.
But, Reverend, no one gave you an exact date.
No, you give us a date. we're looking by the middle of October, because we had made the comment that if you do in the middle of October, that was where we were having our 140th anniversary, to have a torn-up street, and he said, oh, you don't have to worry, you put it down, and you can drive on it right away. Don't give us that kind of information, because now you've got people focusing on that date, and it didn't happen then, and then the school piece came up, so we'll do it after we do the school piece, which should have been done while they were on that break with teachers' convention. So we have all these dates. They were given to us, and it was the understanding that the award letter was more than just an award letter, that the money, the funds were available, and the plans were okay. That's the presentation that we've been given. If it's not, then be honest with us. Don't give us dates. But either way, they're not going to be happy.
I understand that. And I hope you relate to them that we're not happy either.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how they feel. They're not believing that because you're not on their street.
I'm sorry that they
feel
that way.
They're not holding to that because you're not on their street. You haven't been through the process of waiting for all this time.
I've been on this side of the process waiting all this time, Pastor. You come and you deal directly with us.
I try.
We're the face of the town. And we ask for this. The issue is not with us. I don't think there's not anyone sitting in any of these chairs here, to include the attorney, who wouldn't say, let's go pay that. We can't do it without the state approval and their money.
That's this time. Can somebody figure out why we slipped from being a priority 9 years ago?
I can't explain
that. You all weren't here, but this doesn't make any sense because you're still telling the people you're concerned, but they're still living with the fact that they were a priority, and they're still being bumped and thumped along.
If you could take this back to the people of your church, I would appreciate it.
And the 100 block.
And the 100 block. Is that there's more progress now than there has been in the last 9 years. Whether it is something that they can't see?
No, they can't.
And I understand that. The approval letter is here. The plans have not been approved. We're waiting on the state. We are not waiting on the Council of the Borough of Washington. As far as I'm concerned, the people of your church and the 100 block are very important. Are very important. Here's what I'm going to make a motion that we direct the manager to contact the DCA tomorrow and find out what's going on with our plans.
That's fine.
And that we would like to have a report on the 30th, when we come back to pay our bills. I make that motion.
Second?
Second.
DCA, the appropriate agency?
Now, it's DOT.
DOT.
DOT, okay.
But it's now a modified request because it's not what the original request was. All
what?
It is now is for paving. The original request was for paving curbs.
That was the original request 9 years ago. The original request that was done last year for the grant was for paving.
Right.
But you are a priority. That's the main thing.
Sometimes we like to pass on what we feel is good news, and it backfires.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those situations. I don't think any of us can do anything other than apologize for the misinformation, the wrong information, and the way things have gone. We will do our best to make it right.
And we need to put a note out. How do we contact the school? One of their buses decided to make our street a thoroughfare.
What?
And it came up the street faster than 25 miles an hour. Maybe they were in the wrong spot. Maybe they couldn't figure it out. Did a U-turn at the end of the block, and it wasn't a short bus. It was a full bus. They turned around. They couldn't catch it. They said literally all they heard was the sound. By the time they came out, it had turned around and was heading back down the avenue. That's the other part. It seems to be going from bad to worse.
Yes, that you'd have to contact the Board of Education.
Board of Education.
Yeah. Well, actually, you have to transport coordinator, you would contact.
Mm-hmm. I would call, still contact the Board of Education, too.
I guess
that there's a problem.
But you have to understand, it's just one thing that's adding on top of another. And also, is the denial or the non-approval, is that available for public record?
The what?
When we were, the plan, when it says that because of the easement, is that available for public record, or is that only available to the council?
Is that a letter, or?
It's not a letter. It was written to the engineer. I'll have to ask our engineer if he can provide that.
I would appreciate it.
But just to clear, it's not an easement. It's an ADA handicap.
ADA handicap slant, ramp. It's something that's causing us a problem.
The state required two additional ramps.
So have our plans been modified?
Yes, they have.
Right. We're now waiting for that to be approved.
Does that include the one, like I said, that goes nowhere? We keep looking at this one that goes absolutely nowhere. It's just one little block and a...
Actually, it's the right way goes through here.
It goes under the grass.
Well, it goes the right way, goes from North Lincoln to Cherry Alley.
Right.
She means that little...
The one on North Lincoln, it's a scrap, it's a square.
Yeah, I know where you're talking. Right,
and then there's grass.
There's a telephone pole there at the corner. That little block.
No, not the corner.
At that block of cement, there's a little telephone pole there.
And it goes into the person's yard.
That's a right of way. It goes through that.
It's all grass, so it looks like it's one thing, but it is a right of way.
It's a right of way. It goes through from North Lincoln to Cherry Alley.
Does anybody drive? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it was from before the library was built. It was existing then.
Way before
right.
that.
So that's why it's there at all.
Thank you.
We didn't vote on that, did we? We didn't vote on that motion.
Made a motion, I second it.
Make the motion and second after the audience portion.
Okay.
All right, anyone else from the audience portion? Okay, accept the motion.
I'll make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I also make a motion to direct the manager to contact DOT tomorrow to find out where we are at with our plans for North, the approval of our plans for North Lincoln.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay.
Do we need to deal with this under ordinances?
That's the new call.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Janine, did you want to deal with the...
under ordinances? Okay. After the last meeting, I guess it was referred back to the Probation Committee to look into ways to amend the recently introduced ordinance from vehicles and traffic regarding trailers and such. We did some research, and the majority of every town that I looked at, many in New Jersey, they all restrict trailers on the road. Most of them, it's a total restriction, or what we offer here is during certain hours. Hackettstown has it actually from 11 to 6 a.m. Phillipsburg, it's 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. So that's how we wrote it, based on that. So it's similar to neighboring Warren County towns as well as many other towns in the state of New Jersey. So that's something for council to consider if you want to go that route. The second page, we also elaborated further to make it very clear based on certain other things that have come to light since the council meeting. One being that there actually are quite a few vehicles or trailers that seem to just park in vacant lots and sit there. I don't know whether they use these things for storage or not, but this anything that is provided here has been taken from other similar ordinances from other towns. I just didn't pull it out of a hat, so to speak. So that second or third bullet, I guess, technically, would be to ensure that they're not just left on vacant properties. I mean, unless the owner of that adjacent property also owns the vacant lot. The next one is based on a recommendation from our code enforcer that there should not be more than, and again, this number, it's up to council if they want to make it two, but or three, however many, that there shouldn't be, I have here more than three commercially registered vehicles at any time, and I think he might still be here if Rudy, if he wanted to elaborate further why it's an issue or problem. And then the last one we found to be helpful, a lot of ordinances have that if it's going to be on the street, then it should be attached to a towing, you know, a vehicle, not just sitting there attached. So these are recommendations. It's up to the new governing body to consider it all, but this is all based on research. Perhaps the streets committee wants to look at it further. It's up to you. I mean, I think we all agree after the last meeting that it needs to be amended. I mean, you see, we removed the whole paying for a permit and all that kind of thing, but it is something that does need to be addressed. And
we're going to address that in our first streets meeting in January. Mm-hmm. After the new committees have been set.
Good. After what?
After the committees have been set.
Okay. So, hopefully this will help you then.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
This is what we found out.
And what towns were you guys?
Hackettstown, Phillipsburg, I had Lacey, Township of Brick in Ocean County, back here I can tell you some more towns if you want. But then I did research, you know, these are just ones that I printed. Then there's more. This is Lacey Township, Township of Brick, Phillipsburg, New Providence, New Jersey.
Has the attorney had a chance to review?
Gloucester Township, and the actual general code, the people who do the code book. Their sample legislation.
The attorney says she has not had a chance to review that, so if you could do that before the Streets Committee meeting, you know, for any comments, that would be awesome.
Sure. When is the Streets Committee meeting?
We haven't set a date yet because we're going to need to know who's on the committee.
But it's sometime in January.
Yeah, sometime in January.
So if you have it done by tomorrow, then
I'll have it done by tonight. I'll have it done in the next week.
Okay. Reports.
Make a motion to receive file.
Okay.
Okay. Any discussion on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? New business. Resolution 151-2014, redemption of a tax certificate.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Levin?
Yes.
Okay, 153-2014, to void and replace checks issued to Ryan Holmes.
So move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bill.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the bill list?
I got one. The water at the park. Or the Vera Park, the Vera Field.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
What page?
I got to find it.
Six.
Page 9, under utilities, water, Vera Field, $336.
Well, Rich, as we discussed earlier today.
I did so much to pay for a meter.
I have to research that. I was told that that was the meter from when they put the sod in at Bear Field. We had purchased the water buffalo, and that was the meter and the connection to the water to water the field. Do you comment on that, Dave? Do you recall at that time?
Page 90.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's $336, that's for the DPW garage, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's $100, so there.
Okay,
it's
right.
So that would be correct. That
okay,
is the
I'm
meter
sorry.
Thing.
Well, we have a question of power on that.
Okay.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
So we go on.
New Jersey American Water charging us for the water park.
Oh, never mind. What page? For the water park. What page is that?
That's on page 8.
Is that because there's a leak there?
That was about $1,000.
Yeah, and that's 2 months. But one of them is significantly higher than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that one. 685.
685 and 320.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
Well, I have a question, too. On page 7, the electricity under miscellaneous at the bottom, utilities, electricity in Yellings Avenue and Bathhouse is $124, which is seems to be quite a bit. More than all our other.
I think there were events going on.
Yes, it's
time.
The October.
Right. They have soccer.
They still have soccer.
Yes. And the bathhouse is being used.
All right. I just want to see. Lights aren't. They're turned off on a regular basis.
And the men's baseball is also too.
Mm-hmm.
They just finished.
Okay.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything set for our conservation store.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think we gave you very much to do this week, did we?
No. Well, I will see if I can swing Mr. Washington around. I will contact DOT along with our engineer on North Lincoln Avenue regarding the handicap ramp. That's what I have, Mayor.
All right. Council remarks. Mrs. Conry.
Christine, did you look at also, remember we were supposed to touch on the grant for the sidewalks and stuff? For
yes,
them?
Dawson is looking into preparing that application.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Torres.
I just wanted to add to what Janine had said earlier, being that there was nothing for the code book committee specifically as a report. So I'll just say that that was our main recommendation. We also want to recommend that the nuisance ordinance was, again, updated. And, of course, it wasn't completed this year. It was certainly our goal to complete it. But there was a problem with our computer, which I had all the research and all the documentation on for 6 months. We were without a computer. With Christine's help, she got in two people that took care of the fixing and repairing the computer. Finally, just only recently was it repaired and restored. So I will be forwarding that information to Christine so that the new council have a chance to vote on that. There's definitely recommended changes that were discussed that need to be voted on for sure. We also, there were some other ordinances that really need to be looked into, like the fire official ordinance. Again, that was postponed, and now that we've had changes with that fire official, we should look into, or the new council should look into that as well. The code book itself, the work that was done on our analysis for the editorial analysis, rather for the code book, was completed. So, that's, again, given to Christine as the manager, and we hope that the new council will take into consideration all these recommendations.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday and Happy New Year. I'll dovetail off of Rob with the code book. I do apologize. It was It was a priority of mine, and I'm very disappointed that it wasn't completed before my term was up. We spent years, actually, and countless hours going through the whole editorial analysis, reviewing the entire code book, which is a massive document. We did finish the editorial analysis. I would, you know, I don't know if there's going to be another code book committee. I don't know how the governing body wants to handle it. I certainly wouldn't want everyone to reinvent the wheel. So, you know, I'm more than willing to come back to future meetings to address any questions that you might have. We were hoping that we would have, by the end of this year, had the one ordinance that would have amended all of the, you know, the recommendations from the code book, and that actually never did happen. It is basically all set to go, so I guess my point is, I mean, I would hope that you would allow us to complete it, even though we won't have a vote in it, or at least, you know, again,
we'd be willing to introduce it.
We're here
to
at least answer your questions or whatever you have. There is only one outstanding ordinance, the Chapter 94 for zoning, and it's a beast. We're really not going to have many recommendations on it because it really, a whole master plan needs to be done, and we just don't have the money for that, and we're by no means experts at all with regards to that. So there are some things that we did receive a few years ago from some professionals that we would like to incorporate, and some of the recommendations from the editorial analysis. So otherwise, every other chapter we did review, that one we're still actually working on a little bit.
There's a lot of the ordinances were out of date. Need definitely to be updated.
Right. So we are meeting again on Monday, hopefully with Christine, to go over some of Chapter 94. And that's part of the nuisance ordinance. So that one, if you recall, the Code Book Committee had presented the nuisance ordinance, and the majority of council was not in favor of a few things. Basically, the abandoned park, you know, the vacant lots and all that. So that's all been taken out of it. And certain aspects of the code book we're recommending to repeal, like weeds and growth, because that's been moved into the nuisance ordinance. Littering, instead of having a separate chapter, it's put into nuisance. So Rob made those changes and has given it to Christine. So in some ways, that nuisance ordinance is ready to be presented as compared to every other little chapter. So it's going to be up to the governing body how you want to proceed. I just wanted to put it out there that I am available. Lastly, I just wanted to say this has been some experience, you know, very challenging, very interesting, and very rewarding. So I just wanted to, you know, thank the citizens for putting their trust in me, and I hope I served them well. So I wish the best for the borough. Thank you very much.
Mr. Thompson.
I'd like to thank the ones that were here with us, and welcome the new ones that are coming in. And everybody have a safe and happy New Year.
Mr. Jones.
Happy and safe holidays, folks.
Mr. Higgins.
Sure. Mr. Manager, I might have something else for you to do if maybe the council would agree to it. You remember when we had the meeting with the DEP down here about what was going on down there, and the director, Cindy Randazzo, was here?
Yes.
She said she was going to be looking into changing into the reason as to why the Shabacon was reclassified as a C1 stream, and she said that maybe they could look into changing that classification back to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, well, she's the director.
Yes, I know exactly
who she is. Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, you might get her secretary, but I would like you to talk to her and find out. She made a promise to us that she was going to look into that.
She forgot.
Yes, Cindy did. Anyway, listen, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Janine, personally, Rob, and to Paul, for what you've done for the town. It is a long, long time, and sometimes I don't think that from sitting on that side, which I have done before, we don't appreciate the hours that are put in, the work that does get accomplished, and I appreciate serving with all three of you. Good luck, And Janine, I will make sure that we take you and Rob up on your offer as to come back and finish the code book, because the three that are sitting there, welcome. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. You started it. I would like for you guys to finish it, see it through, because to be quite honest with you, we have so many committees, so many things going on, we can appreciate, I would appreciate the additional help, and I'm sure everybody else that's on the council would too. So thank you for your offer, and in advance, I'm telling you I'm going to hold you to it. And for you three, well, well.
Well, we do have one more meeting at the end of the year to clear up a few little things on.
Are you bringing it?
We'll make sure that takes taken care of.
I think non-alcoholic.
So I will just close with wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holiday, whatever it is that you may celebrate. And then I guess we're going to go back into executive session after a 10-minute break.
Thank you.
Take that motion.
Make the motion.
Second.